This is Akashvani. The news read by Ashish P. Abraham. Senior BJP leader and Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address a rally in Jammu today. Party leader Priyanka Gandhi will address rallies in the Union Territory today. Meanwhile, campaigning is in full swing for the third and final phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir and single-phase polling in Haryana. Polling for the 90 assembly seats in Haryana will be held on the 5th of October. Poll campaign in the state has also intensified. Senior BJP leader and Union Minister Amit Shah yesterday addressed three public rallies in Ambala, Kurukshetra and Rewari. Mr. Amit Shah appealed to vote for BJP candidate Santosh Sarwan from Mulana constituency, Aseem Goyal from Ambala city and Pawan Saini from Narayangarh assembly constituency. Acting Chief Minister Naib Singh Saini was also present in the public rally. Mr. Shah alleged that during the 10-year rule of Congress in Haryana, the lands of farmers were looted and favoritism and nepotism prevailed in the name of giving jobs, but in BJP rule, the jobs were given on merit. Bahujan Samajwadi Party's National President and former Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Mayawati and Indian National Lok Dal's General Secretary and former MLA Abhay Singh Chautala addressed public rally in Prithala Assembly constituency. All India Congress Committee General Secretary and Sirsa MP Kumari Sailja addressed a public meeting in Kalanwali in support of Congress candidate Sheesh Pal Keherwala. She said that farmers, labourers, traders, employees, women, unemployed youth are troubled by the BJP rule. In Jammu and Kashmir, BJP's senior leader and Union Minister JP Nadda yesterday addressed a rally in Kathua of Jammu. He lauded the peaceful Jammu and Kashmir assembly elections, stating that the people of the Union Territory have chosen ballots over bullets, emphasizing their commitment to peace and development. The government has said that India is set to achieve 6.5-7% gross domestic product growth in the current financial year. The finance ministry said in its monthly economic review for August that the economic momentum continued in first quarter of the current fiscal year, supported by over 5% growth in all major non-agricultural sectors. The report released on Thursday also said retail inflation driven by softer food and core inflation remained moderate at 3.7%. The review reflected that the outlook for inflation trajectory remains positive. Food inflation will remain milder in the short term, supporting rural incomes and demand in absence of climatic shocks. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar co-chaired India's CELAC Foreign Ministers meeting alongside Honduras' Secretary of Foreign Affairs Enrique Reyna in New York yesterday. CELAC stands for Community of Latin American and Caribbean States. The agenda included digital public infrastructure, health, clean energy and capacity building. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said he highlighted possibilities for greater engagement in AI, e-mobility, space, smart agriculture and drones. He added that India-CELAC political cooperation and deepening economic linkages advance South-South cooperation. Dr. Jaishankar noted that India and CELAC have a shared commitment to reformed multilateralism. A meeting of the India-CARICOM foreign ministers was also held on the sidelines of UNGA. The External Affairs Minister co-chaired the meeting with his counterpart from Dominica, Vince Henderson. The discussions were held around upgrading India-CARICOM partnership and deepening cooperation in health, IT, fintech, capacity building, renewables and food security. Dr. Jaishankar said India's bonds with CARICOM draw from past experiences, address current needs and aspire towards a brighter future. Dr. Jaishankar also held bilateral talks with his North Macedonia counterpart Timko Muskunki. Both ministers discussed investment, connectivity and cooperation with the region. India and Uzbekistan yesterday signed a bilateral investment treaty, BIT, in Tashkent. The treaty was signed by Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman and Deputy Prime Minister of Uzbekistan, Khojayev Jamshed Abdukhakimovich. The BIT between India and Uzbekistan assures appropriate protection to Uzbekistan investors in India and Indian investors in Uzbekistan in light of relevant international precedents and practices. And that is the end of this news bulletin.